Like in Atlanta, you know, you gotta worry about what you're wearing everywhere you go. And in Florida, man, throw some shorts and a tank, go have brunch on the patio.
And you good.
Niggas got brunch boots and pea coats. Brunch boots and pea coats. That's why I'm named the episode of this
Hey
podcast.
man, look, I threw a pea coat on a couple weeks ago. We had a little cold blast come through. I think I had on like a turtleneck like this, and I threw my pea coat on with a chain to work. You know what I'm saying? I'm in my ghost element, like I'm straight off Power. I posted on Instagram. My partner sent me up. One of them was like, "Man, this dude look like Batman."
I said Batman, though. No.
Somebody else was like, "Man, he like the Undertaker, like he ready for a
There we
funeral
go. He said Batman. Dark Knight out here.
Yeah, that's
I
like,
mean, low key, Ghost was kind of Dark Knight.
yeah.
He was kind of Dark Knight. I mean, he wasn't trying to kill anyone that wasn't in the life of crime, also. We'll say that.
Yeah. He was getting bad guys off the street.
Yeah, he was, but now Tommy was gonna kill somebody instant if he had to. No, Kanan was gonna kill anybody. Do you watch Raising Kanan?
Man, no, but I need to get on it,
You
man.
do. I didn't watch this season, but I've watched the first. I didn't watch this. I think this was the third season, and so I've only watched the first season and then snippets of second season. But it's hella good, and it's crazy to watch it because what's her name? Jukebox. You remember Jukebox, right? That she's in it, and it's crazy because she's a sweet girl. And you're like, when did she change to become their brutal murderer? She was in Power because she Kanan. He was a nice young man.
Yeah, that's from what I
It's
peep. Yeah.
scary,
Hey,
bruh. It's scary. I'm like, damn, man. Knowing that they're gonna end up how they end up, it's like, damn, bruh.
life be life, man.
Bruh, and life was life. I mean, look at fucking Tariq. Tariq was in private school, a nice young man, and now he's a drug dealer and been on murder case. This nigga
Man.
should be working on Wall Street right now and graduated from college.
Tariq, you know what I'm saying? I don't know about Kanan and Jukebox because I ain't watched the show, but I could just assume, you know what I'm saying? But Tariq, like, his family put him in the situation so he wouldn't have to go to that. He doing this for fun, bro. This a
For
hobby.
fun, right? He's legit like them rich white kids that go to hood and start selling drugs. Like when I was at I remember when I was in grad school, this white boy, he was, I think, like a junior or senior, and I was in grad school, and he got caught with all this coke in his trunk, and his father was a judge. Like he had it made. He was there on he didn't have to pay for school or anything. He was gone for about a week or so. Then he just popped back up, walked into work. What's up, y'all? We're all looking around like, you just got caught with all this coke, bro. Like, what's happening? He's like, what's going on? Y'all might see y'all in a while. We're like, yeah, nigga,
We ain't seen
like, right.
you.
But his father's a judge, so he got out of it. And
Hey.
the difference between him and Tariq, though, he left it alone after that. Tariq kept trying to go deeper into it. Every time I watch Power, I'll rewatch it, and I'm just thinking, like, Tariq got to be top five biggest dummies that I can remember in TV history.
Yeah. Hey, you know what I'm saying? I saw the TikTok the other day. When it was like the last season of Power, you know, we all knew that Ghost was gonna die, but we were still trying to figure out who killed him, and it was showing
Yeah.
everything leading up to that. And when he had the conversation with Tariq, and he was like, "Yeah, you're gonna have to go and turn yourself in." And Tariq was like, "You said you was gonna cover for me." He was like, "You lied." He was like, "Nah, you lied. You been lying."
I just
Like.
rewatched that. I just rewatched that scene the other day, and I just started cracking up because his face is like, wait a minute. And then
He
that's
was looking
when
like
Ghost had his
Z.
drink in his hand. He was like, Z. Auntie, auntie.
But you know what? Like doing that whole like everybody that Ghost popped off on, it was like he did a lot. You know what I'm saying? He said some stuff he ain't had to say. But when he popped off on Tariq, he was really telling the truth. Like, bro, you put yourself in this situation.
You dumb motherfucker. He really did, though, because it's like, oh, no, you want him to go to prison for the silly mistakes you made, bro. And like a mistake, like that's not even what you would call a mistake. He made those decisions. That's not even a
Yeah.
mistake, bro. Like,
He caught a
but
body.
right, like legit, like, and they kept telling you not to. And then now when he got put in jail in his Power Books episode, you've been watching his, right? Oh yeah, he watched it with Auntie, with Zeke and all them. And then when he was in jail and the lawyer brought him that letter, he was like, I knew you'd end up here, nigga. Like, that's not Ghost. To be honest though, Ghost was If it wasn't for Tasha and Tommy and Tariq, he would have been out the game. He was ready
For
to be
sure.
out. And Tasha kept putting getting him to stay. Tommy kept getting him to stay. And then the more Tariq did, it made made Ghost stay as well. It was all their fault. And then they all get to live.
For sure, for sure. Like, look, hey, you know, and just a prelude for everybody watching this, you know what I'm saying? My name Mike, and I already told
I was we gonna get to that, bro. You ain't gotta you
okay.
ain't gotta
I
worry
was
about
just gonna say
introduction.
I'm about to get into it. I know
Oh,
I'm
so all right, well,
right now
all right, y'all. Welcome back to another hour of the Chicken and Liquor Hour. We back in the building. We got a first time guest, not the last time though. Mississippi Mike in the building. What up, though?
What's happening? What's happening?
Oh, so what was you about to get into? Go ahead.
Well, I was just gonna say, when I first started watching Power, I was still in high school. It was probably like 2016, 2017.
So just for y'all to know, he's Gen Z.
I'm a 90s baby.
But he's
99.
Old as shit. He old as shit though.
Got
Yeah,
old
you can't call yourself a 90s baby when you born in 99, bro.
They
Nah.
ain't gotta know what the year was, just know
Nah.
I was in that decade.
You know, damn, when people call themselves 90s baby, it stops at like 94, 95.
Facts, facts.
Nah, but go ahead. So you was watching it in high school.
So, like, when I first started watching, you know what I'm saying? Like, I wasn't really rocking with Ghost because I'm like, bro, you're cheating on your wife with this woman that ain't attracted to me. I'm just saying. Different strokes with different folks, but Angela ain't had no ass. So,
That was the love. Remember, that was the love of his life.
That was the love of his life, but she ain't had no ass. Not like Tasha. They showed Tasha naked. I was weak.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. They never showed her naked again after the first season, right?
And I don't know why. But I was thinking about Power just the other day because, another TikTok had popped up and like somebody had broken down. I was like, they were real. Like, they was like, Ghost, part of the reason why Ghost liked Tasha too is because not Tasha, Angela, was because Angela saw him as James St. Patrick, like the man that he was trying to lead the streets to be. But, Tasha, like you said, Tasha, Tariq, Tommy, they would still want him to be Ghost. When he done achieved everything he wanted to achieve in life, like he ready to be legit. And
He
so
was ready to be the lieutenant governor of New York.
Facts, facts. Like he was putting himself in play so that if Tasha and them wanted to stay in the game, he could get them out of jail anytime.
Basically, yeah. Like I remember it was that scene Ghost and Tasha was talking, and he was saying something like, "What do you see me as?" or some shit. The biggest drug dealer in the state of New York. And he's like, "Bitch, I wanted you to say, you see me as a businessman getting out the game." And you're right. Angela saw him how he wanted to be seen and where he was trying to move toward.
Yeah.
Tasha was like, no, he's going to keep doing this illegal shit. Like, you can only go so far with that shit, bro.
And he
like,
made it. He did it.
He did.
He won the Monopoly board.
He did, bro. Like, he was living in a fucking high rise, had all the businesses he needed. He was, bro, he had got into politics and was that close. That close to the to being a lieutenant governor, bro, and everybody else just kept seeing him for who he was and not who he was trying to be. And it took Angela back from the neighborhood. I wonder if she's gonna pop up in Raising Kanan then. Like, I wonder if she's gonna pop up at some point, because they're gonna at some point Ghost and Tommy are gonna have to pop up in Raising Kanan. And so everybody, I haven't watched the past season, and so everybody on Twitter's been talking about the way it's moving. It looks like the next season is where we're gonna start seeing how he like got introduced to Ghost and all of that though. But watching
hot.
That, is Kanan a top five villain? Cause
Kanan definitely. I got respect for Kanan as a villain because he's methodical. You know what I'm saying?
Oh my God, he's very methodical.
You know, like I feel like when I think of top five villains on screen, I think of anybody that. When I see their character, whether they're in character or even like in real life, when I look at them and they really make me upset just on sight, that means they did a hell of a job acting.
Like that, dark skinned bald dude from the Tyler Perry movie.
On me, I don't know. Blair something. Whatever his name
no,
is.
No, not that's Blair Underwood is the one.
He the one had the grits thrown on him or something.
No. That wasn't the one. No. He wasn't the one that got the grits thrown over him. Blair Underwood was the one that, hold on, now we gotta look it up and make sure we
you
get
gotta
it
look it
right.
up. And look at the one that was messing over Sheila too.
Yeah, that's the one I was talking about. He was the one that was
his name was
in the
Mike in the
wood.
movie.
He was in the wood.
Yeah, he was in the wood.
Yeah, yeah, he was messing with
when
Sheila.
If I see him at the grocery store now, I'm like, man, I hope that nigga slip and fall, bro.
Yeah, so Blair Underwood was in Family Reunion.
Okay.
Yeah,
But
he was
yeah, he
having.
was tripping too though. That's why you know they
Yeah,
give
no,
him.
he was. But I was talking about the bald headed dude that was calling Sheila fat and make. And then
Oh.
he flew on down to make her draft. Hey, that is he's top five. That's a horrible husband.
For
And
sure.
they made her just look. It was so much pity on her because
Hey.
like, and I swear they made Jill Scott look bigger than what she really is because that is a
On
curvaceous
me.
woman. Because
On me.
that woman got a hell of a body. That woman curvaceous like a mother.
On me. And when she hit that, when she grabbed that microphone, hey.
Women, but which one was the they threw? No, Grinch was like the first one, right? In the
That one
first
family
Tyler Perry
reunion.
movie? Hold on. I'm about to just type in Grinch Throne Tyler Perry movie.
It's gonna pop up.
That's all I'm gonna type in. Grinch Throne Tyler Perry movie.
But yeah, man, anytime a you
Oh,
know,
that was Madea's from reunion.
well, Kiki Palmer.
Was that Keke Palmer?
Yeah.
Because they have a top five memorable moments from the Madea franchise. Them shits fell off though. Early on, we was loving it. But you know how it is. Like you live long enough to become the villain, and somehow Tyler Perry became a villain to all
Hey
these
man.
to the new blacks.
And it's
That's
crazy because like he had the hood on light with the movies. Like, bro, if I pull up to my grandmama crib right now, she got the VHS of a
I was
Tyler
gonna say the
play.
plays. Yes. Yep.
Play.
I remember in high school, like you go over to your family's house and they all play. You downstairs playing with the friends and all the cousins, and you come upstairs and they all cracking up at the play and all of that. And somehow Tyler Perry and Jay-Z have become villains to people for some reason. So
It's
I'm with
crazy.
LeBron James gonna be a villain soon. I'm starting to
Never
see
too long.
Steph Curry gonna be one too. But so wait a minute. So Kanan, the bald headed black Mike
Yeah.
from which one was that? Heck, it what?
What was the name of them movies?
It was
Cause
the Why Did I Get Married? Or ain't that what it's called? Yeah. Yeah, him and Kanan both top five, bruh.
yeah, for sure, for sure. Is it
Wait, who?
other?
Huh?
I'm trying to think, is there any other like black villain that sticks out to you? Like,
Black villains that
yeah.
stick out? Ooh, that is a good one. Oh, Michael B. Jordan in Black Panther, though, because he came to fuck up some shit.
Yeah, but he was like a he was like he was slick an anti-hero.
Yeah,
I mean, he was
he
definitely
felt like
the
he was
antagonist.
doing it for the right reasons. Like Kanan, he wasn't doing that. He was doing it all for selfishly, just for him.
Yeah.
I'm about to see if I can type in African American villains and see what comes up. That's a good one, man. I wish I would have thought about that beforehand, cause
I'm trying to think of just some conniving ass.
right, just
Conniving.
conniving and shit.
Yeah,
What's his name? Have you seen Samuel Jackson in those what is it? Unbreakable, like it's like he can't be killed or something like that.
I ain't seen him in that, but he played a hell of a role in Django because I hated
Oh no,
that.
yeah, fuck that. That's a good one.
Hey,
Django,
I hated him. I hated
Candyland.
him. Who had
Who's this nigga on this?
that name?
Hey, Samuel Jackson is a hell of an actor, bro. I
Hey,
swear.
he said, you gonna let him sleep in the big house? He said, we're gonna
I'm
have
the
to burn
only
the sheets.
bro, it's like this nigga really don't know he's black.
Oh, bro.
Oh, bro.
Django, hey, Django really turned up like when I thought it was the end of the movie, but it really wasn't the end. You
That
know,
long ass
when
movie.
they got when he got to the scene where they in their house and shit, and they got the plan to get old girl, you know, they was gonna buy her,
Yeah.
right? So I'm thinking they about to get away from this scot-free and happily ever after. Man, Samuel went up in that kitchen. I mean, if that living room, he had the pipe in his mouth, leg crossed, sitting in the big man chair. And he called the white man up in there. He said, you don't see these niggas playing you.
He was hard as hell too. It's like, Candy, you don't see
He added a whole nother hour to the movie just for
bruh?
it.
I remember that because first of all, I went to the movies to see that three times. I was in grad school when that came out. I think I was in grad school when that came out because I'm pretty sure that was 2013. Or I had just graduated from grad school. One of them others. I'm about to look it up and see when it came out real quick. It came out in December 2012. So that was my last year in grad school, actually.
Yeah.
And so I when living in Bowling Green, my friends taught me this. They worked at the movie theater. This is the reason why I saw it three times. They was like, bro, just walk in. No, if you just act like you belong, no one's gonna say anything.
There
And
is.
I remember just walking in. And I'm like, and they give me a head, and I'm like, what's up, man? What's going on? And I just walk straight by, and they would say nothing, no questions asked whatsoever. So I went to the movies. That movie's fucking 3 hours long almost. So
Right.
I spent in the theater 9 hours of my life watching that movie. And like you
And it's
said,
worth it.
and it is worth it. I loved it every time. Because like you said, that part, I'm thinking, oh, it's coming to an end. It ended on like 1 hour and 15 after that. You had
Grandma
that
always
whole
showed me that
shootout
movie.
scene. The whole shootout scene was fire. That was a I what's funny about that is I remember in when I was working at Florida State, they were in our interviews, we interview students, or when we do our all staff with all the pro staff from the building and stuff. Like
Yeah.
one of the questions they will always ask, who's your favorite superhero? And I would always say Django. And so one time this woman said, Django, that's not a superhero. I said, that was a newly freed slave that got to kill racist slave owners and rescue his wife and kill them too. That is a superhero in my book. And you see the
Man.
black people looking around like, I mean, he's right.
He like the black Batman.
Bruh, except he's killing less people. Because Batman going through, he don't care what he damages. You know, the superheroes, they don't care if they damage the whole city.
Oh, God, bro.
But
Oh, God,
Django
I
wasn't
hate
damaging
being
the whole
rich.
city. Bro, imagine living in Gotham.
Man, what?
I hope your insurance is good, because God dang.
That insurance high as hell.
Nigga, right, that insurance high. I'm mad I forgot about him. Yeah, Samuel Jackson. That nigga was
He
top
could
three
have been
villain.
that.
That's a top three villain, boy.
He could have.
Is there any top villains in Snowfall? Did you watch that?
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. I ain't finished the last season, but I pretty much know
For
the
real?
gist of it from Twitter.
I was about to say, you know the gist of it. You just don't
I
know how
know.
everything went. You know, you know all the
Louis.
people that died.
Yeah.
You know that. Yeah, Louis, bruh.
Louis,
I
for sure.
love Louis early on, and
Me too.
I grew to hate her.
Me too, bro. Like season one and two, it was like my favorite character was always Jerome.
I
But
think most people's favorite character was Jerome, because he brought in like a layer of comedy also. Where the titties and bitches? Where the bitches
Slap
and
your
bitches?
goddamn daddy. Hey, no, greatest Jerome line. Anybody watching this podcast gonna know me when I say this. Teach your man how to squabble. Boy, what he said.
Teach your man how to squabble next time.
What he said. But
Hey.
nah, Louie was one of my favorite characters too until she started that bullshit.
Dog, they had a good thing going, and she wanted to be in charge of it. And I feel like that's probably how it really be going down, though.
Facts.
She
Facts.
fucked up everything. And Jerome was down for how it was. He's like, we good.
Yeah.
No, we need to do this. And
I think that's what made it like easy for me to like dislike her too was the fact that like, you know, she was auntie and all. But if it was like Jerome doing that, you know what I'm saying? Like him being a blood uncle, then it's like it's still fucked up. But it's like you auntie, but you ain't even blood. You know what I'm saying?
yeah.
I know you tight. She probably closer auntie to Franklin than probably his actual blood aunties. And I get that. But like auntie, you better back up. Jerome cool
Because
with it.
Franklin got this. Franklin's smarter than the rest of you niggas.
What? Man, he putting everybody on.
That's another nigga talking about, like Tariq. The nigga was in college when we first started in Snowfall, just selling some weed a little bit here and there. He like a freshman. Like, think about it. The whole show is a span of like 4 years, 5 years or something. And he did all that. And when you go back and read about those big time drug dealers and stuff, they all had like those times was all within 2 years, 3 years. Like none of it was more. No, I don't. It was hardly none of them that had a reign longer than like 6 or 7 years. And to see where he went from just selling some weed, getting through college, he probably would have been successful still. But I get what he meant. Like he kind of was on that Michael B. Jordan from Black Panther type of thing about being free and not having to put in your time off request from the white man and shit.
Like that's what I'm saying. He had a reason and a purpose and a method. You know what I'm saying? Like once Tyreek was doing this for a hobby.
He was just doing it just to, there was literally no reason, Tariq, for you to
No.
be. And they all kept telling you, Uncle Tommy, your daddy, your mama. They all kept telling, even fucking Dre was telling you. And looking back, and when I've been watching back on it, I forgot how much of a bitch nigga Dre was, though.
Man, what? Man, the biggest bitch
Bruh, I totally forgot that he was such a bitch nigga in that show. That was like, he was a bitch nigga. And then, then it's even funnier looking back at Snowfall because what's his name that Franklin ended up killing his own friend from the first season?
Hey Jay or something.
But then he's one of the brothers in Raising Kanan. And
I think
that nigga all smooth and buff and shit now too.
character development.
Bruh, I swear, bro. But seeing how Franklin went from that, like he was a good little dude. And now all of a sudden now, but then he turned into a murderer. Like when people on Twitter be like, I wish something better happened for him. I'm like, I don't. That nigga was a murderer.
Man,
He
he wanted
killed
to, bro.
old girl's daddy, the cop, that the neighbor.
Right,
He, like,
right.
bro, like you didn't like you killed him, and you really didn't have to be honest.
He didn't have to.
He
He
killed his
didn't have
best
to.
friend in the first season. So it's like he's catching bodies left and right.
Bodies, bodies. Him,
Bodies,
her.
him, her as well. It's like, and then Franklin's mama, I ended up hating her ass.
Yeah, I started hating her too,
She
because she's on it.
was so against it. And then the second season start, all of a sudden she part of the whole thing.
But she was wishy-washy with it, you
She
know what I'm
was
saying?
back and forth with that shit.
I'm like, pick a team, ma. I know how to rock with you.
Right, pick a side, nigga. But and then you realize what's his name? What's the his best friend that went to Africa?
Leon.
Yeah, Leon. Leon was dumb as shit, like Franklin told him when he had that whole scene. I built this brick by brick. He said, "You over here get mad because this nigga said some words."
Oh,
Like,
big.
and then you realize like niggas really are like that. They will kill a nigga over him calling him a name.
I'm
It's like,
worried,
bruh,
bro.
it's a name, bro. You about to go to prison for 35 years because someone called you a bitch. Is it worth it?
Bro, and that situation happens every day.
Every day. I remember, bruh. I remember when I was in undergrad, we was at a Q party. It's called the I don't know if they have it there where you went to, nah, you ain't gonna have it where you went to school. It was called the oil spill. And so yeah, so they were so it's a Q party. So it's a whole bunch of Qs, and you know, half them niggas be football players. So it's a lot of football players and Qs. And my girlfriend comes up to me and was like, babe, this dude just touched my butt. I was like, who? Where the nigga at, then? Who touched your butt? And she
No,
pointed.
you all.
Yeah, I was like, babe, show me. She pointed, and it was this, he was a Q and a football player. Nigga was like 6'5, 285 pounds. So I'm like, hold on. He's a Q, and we're at a Q party. You look around, ain't nothing but purple and gold around.
Right.
Second, he's a football player, and them niggas always run together, and them niggas is always looking to fight. So, babe, you just got your ass touched.
I mean,
I can't
shit,
do nothing about it.
did you like it?
Right, like, because
Shit.
them niggas would beat the shit out of me. And
Oh,
then
me.
at that same party, we was trying to walk through, and you know, niggas want to act tough, and you're like, excuse me, niggas just stand there. I'm like, all right. So I'm trying to do accidental step on his shoe. And then he pushed me, and so I didn't know who pushed me. So I'm turning around just to see. I wasn't turning around like to fight. I just turned around to like see who pushed me. I turn around, the nigga lifts his shirt and shows me his gun. I'm like, nigga, you was gonna kill me? Like, what?
Over
Nigga, I stepped on your shoe. It's a fucking party.
on me.
And
You
you
know
was
not
gonna
to wear
shoot
no
me.
white Air Forces anyway to no party,
I
bro. Come on now.
learned that. Hey, I had to learn the hard way my freshman year not to do that. But I learned.
Man,
And it's it.
I had a similar situation my freshman year. You know what I'm saying? It was matter of fact, it was like my first college party, and it was at the football house. You know what I'm saying? All the football players type. You know what I'm saying? I was a freshman, but I knew a couple guys on the team already, just like association passing by and stuff. So we had the party with them, and I done sort of like broke off from my crew, like I'm on my own thing, and I'm chopping with these girls and stuff. You know what I'm saying? And I just see a flock of girls. They going upstairs. Like the apartment was set up, like the living room and kitchen, all that. The party area downstairs. All the bedrooms upstairs. You know what I'm saying? Where the guys stayed and stuff. So I'm like, well, shit, they going up there. I'm
That's
going
where I
too.
want to
You
go
know.
with them.
One of them grabbing my arm and stuff, you know what I'm saying? When I tell you it was like four, five girls this took off, you know what I'm saying? So I'm getting ready to go up the stairs. It was like two big ass offensive lineman type shit, bro. Like big ass, I don't even know, Secret Service ideas or something. Like they pull up and they like, they pressing me like, bro, where you going? You must not know where you at. You know what I'm saying? I'm straight out of Mississippi with it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm like, look, I know where I'm going. You know what I'm saying? Y'all need to watch. I'm seeing the girls go in the room, starting to,
Right.
man, they pressed me so hard. It was perfect timing. The guys on the team that I was cool with, they saw the situation going down, And they came and de-escalated, like, yo, this I do, Mike, he don't know the rules and stuff, you know what I'm saying? Whoop-de-whoop. Cause I'm like, bro, I'm trying to, why y'all still down here guarding the stairs? Y'all need to be trying to guard what's going on up there, cause I'm about to shut it down here. But yeah, man, I don't, people really do be getting like in fights and altercations over stuff that ain't even worth it for real.
And ready to, they be ready to go to prison and kill somebody over, nigga, I stepped on your shoe on an
But that's the
accident.
thing. That's the thing. They don't be ready to go to prison. They just be ready. They be ready to react in that moment without thinking about the consequences. And that's
And
what
when you
this
do
thing called life
that
dangerous.
and when you do that, that means you ready to go to prison if you're ready to just react without thinking. Cause nigga, I was driving the other day and
Yo.
it's due so I'm going to like I'm pulling up to a stop sign, and on my left is a gas station, and he's like trying to come out the gas station, and he just pulls out in front of me, about to hit me. And so I was like, I hit my horn, almost hit me, and then he rolls his window down, fuck you talking about, and pulled the gun out. I said, what
God
the
damn.
fuck? How did we escalate to this? So I just look, I rolled my look, I rolled my window up, like, well, I'm gonna just be on quiet over here. Like, God bless you, brother. Go on. Like, I ain't got a my masculinity is not a prison. I ain't got nothing to prove to this stranger.
Oh, me.
Because all I did, I blew my horn because you was about to hit me, so I wanted you to fucking stop. And he fuck you talking about and put it.
Nothing.
Oh yeah, no, brother, God bless you. Go on now.
She, my bad.
Yeah, I was in the wrong. I was in the wrong. I was just shocked. How did we get here, bro? I was like, you almost hit me. I don't know if you see me or not. I don't know if you see me. And then I'm like, in my head, I'm like, well, the nigga's car is raggedy. He probably having a rough day. So
You know he ain't got no insurance, so.
he probably got no. But the fact his immediate reaction is that, fuck you talking about? And I said, nigga, you know what I'm talking about. Like, you saw what you did.
Man, he fresh out of Gotham, bro.
Yeah.
Fresh out
These
of Gotham.
niggas is so basically that was Leon when they pulled up and started shooting at them niggas. Like, I don't like the way he looked. You mad because someone looked at you wrong?
Oh,
I
B.
built this shit brick for brick.
That same but hard.
Bruh, that scene is it's a beautiful scene. All
Hey.
right, go ahead.
Oh, I didn't know if you had like a line of questions or something like that, 'cause I had something I wanted to, you know.
You go ahead, brother.
Man, look. Hey, I gotta get I miss Atlanta, bro.
Hold on, wait a minute. Hold on. So Big Mike misses Atlanta is what he said.
Hey, real live Fox 5, we back online. Hey, man, I'm not gonna lie. Now, don't get me wrong. It's a lot of things I don't miss about Atlanta.
Of course.
Number one, I ain't seen a grass wall around this boy.
Now,
Hey,
y'all know how I feel about grass walk.
I ain't seen no grass wall. When I go to brunch and they say bottomless mimosas is $20 and this really is bottomless, they drink me until I drink myself under the table. You know what I'm saying?
That's why I was gonna. So yeah, you got some bottomless mimosa spots there.
It's a couple nice little brunch spots around here. It's
Okay.
definitely not as many and not on the same echelon as Atlanta.
Obviously, yeah.
It's enough to keep me entertained.
But it's only, I mean, really the brunch culture Atlanta has, that's really only like Atlanta, DC, and like Houston, though.
Houston,
It's not because I be having to remind myself when I go places, and it can be Nashville, where Nashville's a good city, but it'd be like three bottomless mimosa spots. And I'm like, oh yeah, I forget. It's just like you go to Miami, it don't be that many.
That's just Atlanta, you know.
So all right, we're gonna go through it. Your list of things you don't miss about Atlanta then. Number one, you ain't seen the grass wall. So look, because bruh, speaking of grass wall, while we're on grass wall, man, some of these Mexican spots are starting to turn into these grass wall spots now.
Oh, hell no.
Man, I went into one of my favorite Mexican spots that I've been going to since before I moved here. When I was come through like during winter break, stopped to see my friends around Christmas and all that. Dope spot. We went in there for happy hour one day. The music was loud as hell all of a sudden. They did not used to play that type of music and play it loud. That music's loud because I took a date there. I'm thinking, oh, this is a good spot. Dope happy hour. It's chill. We walk in. The music's crazy loud. We're sitting across from each other. What you ordering? What? Like yelling at each other and shit. And then the music's loud as hell. Then they start playing trap music.
Man, yeah, my way went to Harold's, bro.
Bro, I should have went to Finn and Feather. Like, what
Oh,
the hell is
me.
this? So yeah, some of these other spots that you wouldn't think are starting to turn in to grass wall.
Hey man, they trying to appeal their audience, bro. You know,
Quite
but
appealing.
I don't miss it. I don't miss the excessive groping when I go to a club and they do the little pat down.
Bruh.
I'm not gonna lie, in Atlanta, you know what I'm saying? It felt like they were trying to check me in places where there was no way I could have a weapon there. You know what I'm saying? There's no why. You know what I'm saying? If you
Why are
know
you checking
about
my
Atlanta.
underarm and anus, bro? Ain't nothing in there, dog. I
You
promise
know what I
you.
mean? Like, come on, bro. I respect you doing your job and you doing it well, but sometimes you're doing it too good. You know what I'm saying? And this ain't that type of party over here. Now,
They
when
do less patting down at the airport.
oh God, golly, you
You're
go work for TSA, bro. You know
doing
what
a
I'm saying?
hell of a job, bro.
On me,
All right, so
man.
grass walls is less groping when you get pat down.
It's a bit more hospitality out here. I'm not gonna lie. You know what I'm saying? Like Atlanta is the South. You know Georgia, that's the South. But I feel like Atlanta has a sense of like bouginess too. I ain't gonna lie. Whereas like here, being back home, it's like you know you still got your yes ma'ams, yes sirs, all that. You know people hold the door open for you when you walking in and out. You know what I'm saying? So it feel a little bit more homely. The
Yeah,
rent
Atlanta's changed,
immaculate.
yeah.
The rent is immaculate. Hey,
So you don't have to say how much your rent is, but how much would that be here in Atlanta?
Oh, I'm glad you asked. If I was in Atlanta, I would be in a shoebox. Atlanta, like
Bruh,
they New York, bro. Like, come on.
nigga, like this rent don't make my rent has went up every year I've lived in Atlanta.
That's crazy.
Every year it has went up every year for 4 years straight now, and I'm
And you don't even
already
live in Atlanta.
right. And I thank God living out here because I have a two. I have well, now I have a 1 bedroom, 1 bathroom. You see my place, and I'll tell you, like I pay $1,290. That's great for Atlanta. That is great. But if I lived in Midtown, in the city somewhere, nigga, I wouldn't be paying $1,290. I'd be about 16. And then I'd probably and parking would be crappy.
And you're paying for it.
And yeah, because my homeboy, he live in Midtown and he gets one guest pass. So when he's trying to have a kickback and we all coming over, you gotta pay for parking to go hang at your homeboy's house.
Yeah, or park at the Kroger across the street.
Yeah, like it really don't make sense. So now when you invite people over, just let y'all know, it's probably gonna be like $7 for parking or something. Like, and then people be like, it's just $7. But come, you should not be having to pay to park to go over your friend's house.
Yeah, that's come on. That's extra. That's extra. I could have put that towards the bottle.
Bruh, like, hey, I'm just letting you know I can't bring a bottle now because parking is $84. So either you want me to come over. Or what, like, because if I gotta come over, I ain't bringing a bottle, or I'm just not coming because I just paid $97 to park.
Pick one, bro. Pick
Pick
one.
one. Matter of fact, that's why I like living out here. I tell people all the time, you ain't gotta pay for parking out here, baby.
On me, just pull
You
up.
ain't doing that right. You just pull up and park anywhere the fuck you want to.
On me.
When you go out, you ain't gotta pay to park like the brunch spots out here, restaurants. Like, you ain't gotta pay to park out here. Everywhere in Midtown, you pretty much paying to park. Yeah, that rent, and I don't see. I think also because I'm older now, I couldn't live down there, bruh.
Talking about like Atlanta, Atlanta.
Yeah, like I think when I was your age, I was like, man, I want to live in the city somewhere. I want to experience that. But now that I'm older, when I get home from work on a Friday, just went through all that traffic and stuff, I feel like getting out of all that traffic and getting out here, I feel like a woman that just took her bra off. I feel so fucking relieved. I'm just, or like a man that's been holding a fart all day. And it's like, yeah,
Let
girl, like, let your titties out. I'm out of traffic. Getting out of traffic in Atlanta is basically taking your bra off and letting your titties out.
Hey, and the thing about Atlanta, there's no such every hour is traffic hour. Every hour is rush hour, you know what I'm
Now,
saying?
there's certain hours, maybe a little more, but you can't
But I'm
escape it.
telling you, I done left the club at 2, 3 o'clock in the
And
morning,
it's
get on the
traffic.
interstate, and it's still traffic, like nothing but tail lights. And I'm like, I know what I'm doing now at this hour of the night, but what the hell are y'all doing?
Right. I remember I left, I went to a Mexican spot after work and I didn't leave there until like 8:30. And Then I get out there, I'm like, why the fuck is it traffic on a Wednesday at 8:42? It don't make any sense. Like, why is this here? Like, I'm confused. I left work at 1:30 the other day, and it was traffic at 1:30.
That's crazy.
And it's wild that I've gotten to a point now that if it takes me 37 minutes to get home from work, oh man, it didn't take me no time to get home. That's a good day. It like, is.
It's crazy. Like, you know, I don't know if other cities do this as well, but like when you think about how when they had Beyonce and Taylor Swift back in August of last year, how the city legit shut down. Like people had to, jobs was telling people go home so you won't be stuck in the traffic, in the mayhem. Like, that's crazy.
I legit didn't go to like certain people's houses or something because of the traffic. And then I forgot that Beyonce had added that third day and I got stuck in it.
Boy.
I got stuck in it. That is crazy. Like, yeah, so I wouldn't miss that either. I wouldn't miss that. So would you add that in there too after the rent traffic then?
Yes.
You add that in there then?
For sure. That would be the main things though.
We said no though. Grass wall.
Mm-hmm.
Rent, traffic, and then what was the other one you said?
Oh, the groping when you go to
the... Oh, yeah, and the groping. That's wild. That's not even something I would think about because it's just been so normal now. Like, the fact that I went to brunch a couple weeks ago and they pat me down at brunch at 12 o'clock in the afternoon.
Like, bro, what you think I'm going to do?
It's a brunch spot. Like, and it was empty, but I'm like, that's Atlanta for you. Because I just walked in and he wasn't at the door and I was meeting some people. And so I walk in, he came up, what's up, bro? And I just gave him that, what's up? He said, no, I got to pat you down. I was like, oh, my bad.
Like, bro, this how I know I'm used to it. Like, I went to a place about a month ago and they had the security pat down. And when they finished patting me down, it was like real quick. And this supposed to be a place where like they supposed to be legit, you know, people be patting.
Yeah.
They pat me down real quick. And I almost said out loud. I definitely said it in my head, but I almost said out loud, that's it. You know what I'm saying?
That's it.
Because I'm used to them hitting, you know, that when they hit you with the between the legs, like you in the
oh man,
yeah, you ain't gotta go up there.
They do the Birdman hand rub when they getting it started, warming up their hands.
Oh
and
man.
They start and all the way up there to balls.
Yeah, the ladies know too, because when I be going out with my homegirls in Atlanta, I be seeing and they be telling me like, come on, bro, you ain't got to be touching on them like that, bro.
Under the titty is.
Lee, bro. Wait, I mean, come on.
I've been forgetting I've been here so long. I forget Atlanta really is a different world.
It is, man.
It is. But you know what? I ain't going to lie, though. I'm one of those people, I get defensive when niggas that be on Twitter that been here like once or twice or they only go to those social media spots and they try to talk down. I'm like, y'all niggas don't even know Atlanta, bro.
They don't.
Like when I one girl she tweeted, she was like, that's why I don't go to brunch in Atlanta. Every single place is the same thing. And I said, this is how I know people don't know Atlanta and they just go off of what they see on TikTok and Instagram. Because right. There's she said, then where are the good spots? And I said, I'm glad you asked, because you know I got my brunch list in the phone and I started naming all these places. And then all these people started to me say, oh, thanks for this list. I'm definitely gonna try these places. So I'm like, yo, the problem, like my homegirl. When she will send me places off of TikTok and Instagram. And yeah. She will be like, we got to go there. We got to try this when I visit. Because she lives in LA. And she had never even been here before. She said, we got to try this when I come visit. And I said, I'm just letting you know now. I'll go. But all the places you're sending are all the same places. So yeah. They're going to be small. It's probably going to have a two-hour table limit. Mm-hmm. It's the menu's going to be basic as shit. Lamb chops. Chicken and waffles, but jerk, some kind of jerk something dish,
mm-hmm.
and then parsley on everything.
Yep.
And the music's going to be loud as hell where you can't hear one another.
Yep.
It's hard to get around each other. Yep. You probably going to have to pay for parking.
For sure.
Probably pay for parking, and they're just going to be playing trap music and Afro beats.
Yep.
And it's going to be all aesthetic, and it's a whole lot of hookah.
Yep.
So I'll go with you, just letting you know. She was like, oh, well, she didn't. So they came here and she brought her friend from LA and they was just shocked the amount of places we went to that you had to pay for parking. They couldn't believe it.
Yeah. And Atlanta, the city, like, you're going to pay for parking and your car still might get broken in.
Right. What am I paying to park? Nigga, protect my shit.
Don't be. Yeah.
And they're like, we live in LA. We don't have to pay for parking this much. That's what's horrible. Y'all live in fucking Hollywood where all the celebrities are. And we the ones paying for parking and shit. So, but I get defensive and tell these folks, I said, y'all, when y'all visit, y'all just go to the same spots constantly that you see on social media. There's all these pockets of places around Atlanta that is so different that people don't know anything. Remember, like, we went to after brunch that day, Chattahoochee Food Works, that little area out there.
Yeah, this nice little vibe.
People don't know that shit like that exists.
You know what I'm saying? The Beltline, nice little vibe.
The Beltline, all right. People don't know, niggas don't know that there's a Atlanta where there are white people and Indians and Hispanics. Yeah. Actually, they only know about nigga Atlanta, not even black Atlanta. They only know nigga Atlanta.
On me, Buford Highway, you know what I'm saying?
Edgewood, Peter Street, Buford. They know Fin and Feathers. They don't know these other places. Like, you, and because you know I'm going to know my brunch spots, which I just want to send a shout out to Kaleidoscope. They just announced that they're closing.
Hey, they're closing. Y'all a real one. Y'all hit it down for sure. You know?
Kaleidoscope. Just want to show you some love. It's a great brunch spot. I mean, great all around spot, but bottomless mimosas for $20. Customer service is great. Imagine. You're not paying for parking. Your drink never gets below half. Mm-mm. So you don't understand why you just got drunk because you're like, I've only had three mimosas. No, you don't know how many mimosas you had because they just fill it. You just get to the middle and they refill it. So you don't know how many you've had. So I've made a lot of great friends there. I'm a regular. I walk in, but hey, man, I haven't seen you in a while. And it's just a nice place. Like, everybody's so happy. I met a group of white women that we took pictures with that I didn't post because I ain't need that kind of energy in my life.
Wise choice. Right? So I bet they were cool people though.
I'm gonna send you the pictures. I'm gonna send you the pictures that from Kaleidoscope that day. It was a hell of a time. I love you, Kaleidoscope, and it's just really really hurts that you guys are closing.
Hey, more power to y'all. You know, I don't know if y'all plan on reopening another name or, you know, y'all moving, anything like that. But everybody that worked there, the owners and all that, I wish y'all the best. Like, y'all hit it down, nothing but good vibes.
And apparently they've been open for 14 years, actually. Hey. Damn.
Hey, man, so look, I got a question for you.
Hold on, wait a minute. I just sent you the picture. I want you to see your reaction first.
Hey, bruh. Yo.
I'm done. Look at the veins in my forehead.
Hey, man, you was cutting up.
Look at my hand. You see my hand deep?
Man, this guy here, bro. This guy here. Hey, man, see, this is why he called Willie Southside, man.
Uh-huh. That's when Willie Southside.
He happy as hell, too.
We just met them that day.
Only the guys smiling. Showing teeth. I mean, they smiling. I don't mean that sounded weird. No, the ladies are smiling too, y'all. But they doing like that. It's a photo.
They recognize it's photo time, so they trying to look sexy.
Yeah.
And us guys in there.
Being taken.
Meaning, I didn't.
Will ain't even know photo. He just happened to be there.
Right. I'm drunk as shit. Yeah. Veins in my eyes is closed. Hey, look, eyes is closed, but teeth look white.
Hey, that's all that matter, man. That's all that matter.
The eyes is closed, but the teeth was white. So, shout out to Kaleidoscope. Mike had a question, but we're going to be right back from his break, and we're going to come back with Mississippi Mike's question.
Hey, man.